I want to take a look now at backing up your website. Okay, this is one of those things that everybody says, yeah, I know it's important, yeah, I'll do it, but they never do it. So here's the key to doing backups. There's three important points to keep in mind. First of all, you should automate the process so you don't need to remember. Second, store the backups somewhere other than your own server where your website is. And the third point is make sure you're backing up everything you need to get your site started again. All right, let's look at each of those points in a bit more detail. Automating your backups. Now, the best kind of automation is when you literally don't have to do anything. Just set it and forget it. Now, this could include hiring someone to do it. A lot of hosts will do it for an extra fee. Could be a third-party service, or it could be your niece who's your webmaster. Somebody is taking care of it for you. Now, the other option is to set up some software, like a plugin for WordPress, for instance, or in your hosting control panel, like cPanel or Plesk Parallels. They have some functions for backing up as well. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're automating it, making sure it's happening no matter what you do. At the very, very least, okay, this is sort of the cheap out solution here, but for some people this may be all there is. You should at least set up a reminder in your calendar app on your phone or whatever to manually do a backup once a week or once a month, whatever is good for your website, depends how busy you are. At least that way you're automating your reminder and hopefully you'll actually go and do it. All right, storing the backups. Let's say your site server goes down completely. It just crashes. The hard drive fries on it, whatever. That's not going to do you much good, though, if all your backups were on that hard drive. So you need to store your backups off-site. And there are two common options for doing that. Cloud storage is the big one nowadays. Everybody likes that. Dropbox and Google Drive, Amazon Web Services, any of those. There's many, many services. Then there's external hard drives. Very simple solution, right? You buy an inexpensive external hard drive and you make sure you store your site on that, all the files, the database files and everything. Now, the best solution, of course, do both, right? Have it go to the cloud, have it go to the external hard drive, because no storage system is foolproof, okay? And I say safety in numbers. Now, the final point is to make sure you're backing up everything, all right? So let's say in the case of WordPress, you've got a database, right? And you need to get that database file out of there. Then there's also the files for WordPress itself. You don't want to have to download WordPress and reinstall it and do all of that. So you want to back up all of those files. And then, of course, your files, right, inside of WordPress, like your images and your PDFs and your videos, anything like that, that all has to be backed up. So make sure for your particular application that you know what needs backing up. And when you're talking about your website as a whole and your hosting account, also remember you've got email on there and you may want to get that backed up as well. So it may be more than just the website, but everything about your control panel, for instance. And very often you can back up all of that, which means you could literally take your hosting account and drop it into another server somewhere. So again, the three points that are key to any kind of website backup: automate the process, store them somewhere other than your own server, and make sure you're backing up everything.